So let's go down the line. Jim Dingman, is it everyone together or item or the second option? Not hearing Jim. Not hearing
I'm sorry. I was away from the phone. What was that?
Okay. We're now going to vote, and the two options are everyone is given the evaluation together, including the PNB.
I agree with that one.
Oh.
I agree with that.
Okay. Okay. Number one, Jim Dingman is number one. Okay. Vanessa? Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
She might have already had to leave for her
other meeting. I'm getting ready for my meeting, so you guys keep moving.
Okay. I thought I heard you say number one already, but I think you spoke to that point, but you can't.
No.
You don't want to vote at this time?
Exactly.
Okay, no problem. Heather Gray?
Yes, I agree with that.
That's that one. Okay. Julie Hewitt?
Everybody together.
Everyone together. Avelia? Not here. James McFadden?
Yes, I'd like to see all the evaluations. I assume we're talking about all those evaluations come back to the committee, right?
Okay, good. James Sagerton?
If I'm clear on what we're voting on, we're going to get everybody's evaluation, then the committee will evaluate that, and eventually the PNB will evaluate it and have a vote on it. Is that we're not saying everybody's going to get the evaluation and every opinion is going to be equal. We're elected representatives. We're supposed to do this evaluation ourselves, right? Am I understanding it correctly?
The evaluation document would be given to the PNB and everyone else with all of their ratings and all of their examples. And it comes
to us. And then that will come the that those will come back to the committee, who will then evaluate it and make a recommendation to the PMB.
We will create a report, an evaluation, and then we have the PMB. I'm not sure if the word we want to use is approve it, and then it is delivered to the ED.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay.
Point of information, because the way you said it just sounds.
Sorry.
Nobody will see these evaluation forms other than the committee, right?
Yes.
Correct.
That's the way I see it. Yes.
Great.
Okay. And
great.
Beth Von Gutten?
If I understand it correctly, that all the questionnaires go out to your list of everyone, and then they come back in from everyone to this committee, who then processes that information to produce the report. And
correct.
Provides that. Okay, then I support that.
Okay, all right. So that passes with no objections, actually. I'm going to say yes also. No objection. Passed number one without objection. All right, next item is this committee collates the responses, gets an overall sense of the ratings, and creates the report. And I'm assuming that means, and then we present that to HR who reviews it, correct?
Would help us avoid lawsuits.
I'm sorry?
I said it would help us avoid lawsuits, sure. We'd like to have HR strapped to our side through this process, I think.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? We collate the response, get overall sense of ratings, create a report, and present it to HR who reviews it. All right. And then I hear no objection.
May I suggest something else? May I suggest something
James,
else on that point?
Go ahead, James Sagerton.
Before we send this thing out, I assume we're going to be seeking HR's review of it just to avoid minefields there as well.
Yes.
I think we already talked about that. Okay.
Yes, that's item A, develop the instrument from the job description, contract, and bylaws, allow the ED to review and make comments, and allow comments from NETA HR.
Good.
The next item was send to appropriate people, which included everybody, and they rate the performance. Then we consult with HR to avoid people gaming the responses. So that's what we did. And they rate the performance, and then we create. And then item number C, from those responses, we collate the responses, get overall sense of ratings, create a report, and present to HR who reviews it. Nobody objected to that. Beth, did you want to make a comment?
Yes, two things. I think that we should also have Arthur review it, because if ever we have to defend Arthur, the general counsel, because it will be up to that person, whoever's filling his role, to defend Pacifica if ever this comes to the point of a dispute. So, again, just as precaution, and because NEDA HR is only going to be with us through September 30th, and this committee isn't slated to report until the middle of October. And so at some point, we're going to run out of NEDA HR.
Well, maybe we can get it done by the end of September.
Well, that would be wonderful. I hope, I would like to propose that we at least include Arthur in those who would, your Pacifica General Counsel, in those who would review this before we submit it to the PNB. And the other thing I wanted to say was that I'll volunteer to work with this group, this work group on this project.
Point of information?
Just want to hear.
McFadden, point of information, when you're ready.
Go ahead, James McFadden.
Somebody, I got an email just now that pointing to Article 9 of the bylaws, which says something a little different than sounds like what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It says, it basically says her performance will be subject to annual evaluation by each LSD. It almost sounds like each LSD is supposed to evaluate the ED, which may make recommendations to the board. So I don't know if that's really kind of encompassed in what we're doing here. But it doesn't say anything about the PNB evaluating the EV. So I was a little surprised.
Julie, to the stack.
Good point. Good point, James. Julie, you go ahead.
Evaluation in the bylaws.
Okay, Julie.
Yeah. The PFW LSB chair asked me about that a couple weeks ago, and I was frankly sort of surprised to see it there too. But it is really what the bylaws say. But what I would offer is, I think that is appropriate for an annual review, but let's not lose sight of the fact that the review we're doing here is not as a consequence of the bylaws, but as a consequence of Stephanie's contract, where I think it said something like, you know, getting an evaluation, you know, after 6 months on the job, something to that effect. Don't quote me because I didn't just open it to look. But for when we do a real, you've been here a whole year, this is your annual performance review, it would be good to make sure that we have the LSBs do this review too. Although I have to say, that's in the bylaws. I don't think that's ever been done before. I mean, not in my recollection, right? Or at least not as long as I've been on an LSB. So, you know, we might be charting new territory there.
Well, perhaps we should include the LSBs in this evaluation. Anyone have an objection to that?
I don't think we have adequate time to consider it today.
The bylaws specifically say, I'm sorry to blurt in, but the bylaws specifically say, no, it says subject to annual evaluation. Stephanie hasn't been on the job for a whole year yet, and that's the sense in which I'm unclear that it's appropriate to ask LSBs to weigh in at this time. After she's been here a whole year? Absolutely, yes.
Okay. All right, well then, let us not forget that maybe this is the organization, this is the group that will supervise that in another 6 months. Okay? All right, so now Beth von Gutten moved to have the corporate counsel review after HR reviewed it, after the report was conducted. Should we ask HR about that, or does anyone have any problem with that? So that's two questions. So who thinks that we should ask HR whether we need to have the corporate counsel review it?
Jim Zasek?
Jim Dingman, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's common sense to have Arthur review all this stuff.
Okay, so
does
anyone
really
have an objection to the corporate counsel reviewing it at that point? Okay, I'm going to put past without objection to that point. Okay, and then after that happens, we take it to the PNB to ratify it, or what? What is the PNB doing? What's the proper verb?
Oh, David, Julie, to the stack.
Go ahead, Julie.
So I pulled up what the PNB passed as the motion to stand up the personnel committee for this year for this purpose, and I won't read the whole thing, but I'll just read this part of the resolving clause, that the 2022 PNB Personnel Committee is hereby established with a mandate to conduct a regular performance evaluation of the Pacifica Executive Director and to report back to the full PNB with recommendations, if any.
Okay.
In other words, I don't think this committee was empowered to evaluate Stephanie and just send it directly to Stephanie. But it's like, are there recommendations that come out of this? And that's what this committee would send to the full PNB.
All right. So
I mean, at a minimum, that's clear.
Present the performance evaluation document to the PNB.
Oh, no. It's recommendations at a minimum are what we have to share with the
recommendations.
Yes.
We give the recommendations?
And to report back to the full PNB with recommendations, if any.
All right. So our job then is to present the performance evaluation document to the PNB with recommendations, if any, by October 16, 2022, right?
Right. And I think it's the PNB. Like, if we say, I recommend that the ED do X, the personnel committee recommends that the ED do X in response to this evaluation. I don't think it's up to the personnel committee to say that the ED has to do X. It's up to the PNB to say, yeah, that sounds reasonable, you know. So that's a recommendation. I don't know what the recommendation would be, of course, obviously, because we haven't done the evaluation, but.
Okay, and then it's out of our hands, and what the PNB.
And then it's out of our hands.
Okay,
exactly.
So item D, present the ED performance evaluation document to the PNB, comma, with recommendations, if any, comma, by October 16, 2022. Is there any objection to that? All right, that's passed without objection. Item A was develop the instrument from the job description, comma, contract and bylaws, semicolon, allow the ED to review and make comments, semicolon, allow comments from NET to HR. Is there anyone with objections to that? Okay. All right. And item B was send appropriate people, and that's 22 PNB directors, GMs and IGMs, PDs, council, affiliate director, archives director, and Netta, CFO, and they rate the performance, consult with HR to avoid people gaming the responses, and then, is there any objection to that? Okay, so that passed without objection. And some of the comments that were suggested in that item were that several of us suggested examples are valuable and critical. Should we use a median, question mark? Some suggested ratings use words rather than numbers. For example, outstanding, commendable, competent, unable to assess. So that's something that HR will help us with. So I think we've passed everything without an objection, these four things we've just discussed. So we are now on, and the three people who have thus far offered to be on this working group are Jim Dingman, Vanessa Dixon-Briggs, and Beth Von Bunten. Okay. Okay, and I would like to offer to do it too. Is there anyone else that wants to do this? Okay. All right, so we're going to do the work. That's that. Pardon me. Okay. Next, we're now going into item number 6, members report on contracts for services. Are we ready to go into executive session? I'm sorry.
I must apologize. I'd like to be on that working group as well.
Oh, okay. Another break. Does anybody want to be the convener of this? Heather, you want to convene it? You have nothing better to do, right?
Right.
Who wants to do this? Jim Dingman? Who wants to do it? Vanessa? Who wants to convene it?
This is Beth. This is Beth.
Beth Von Gutten will convene. All right. Do you have any idea when you'll want to do this?
No, I need to look at the calendar first.
All right. Well, you know who's on it. Okay.
Right.
So, shall we now adjourn to executive session? It is now 6:11 p.m. Eastern Time. Adjourn to executive session. Okay? Any objection? Anybody move to adjourn?
And question, point of information, how are we going to do that? Are we going to just cut the stream, or do you want us to hang up and call in the other number?
Hang up and call into the other number. And thanks to the person who obviously is paying attention and sending in comments. We really do appreciate your very diplomatic suggestions to us to keep us on track. All right, so... Let's come back in about 3 minutes. Really don't have much time since some of us have a meeting in 45 minutes. So we'll reconvene in 3 minutes in executive session. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.